What's up, everybody? Welcome to Water Break. My name is Ryan Cavan, and I'm here with my co-host, Terrell Thorogood.
What's up, everyone? And like always, we've got another dope episode prepared for you guys. So before you keep listening, hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to right now. Get ready to relax. Take a water break.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Water Break, episode 2 of season 3.
Season 3.
And we are back. We are loaded. We're ready. And again, if you're just tuning in for this episode, all things basketball on the Water Break podcast this year, T.
We're all hoops on the Water Break podcast going forward. And we're excited. We got some cool topics we're bringing to you and some cool breakdowns that we're going to have as the season goes along and then even into the off season. So
we need to do some heavy March Madness stuff.
March Madness.
And we need to.
We have our own turned a little bracket.
Yeah. Put that together and do a little Water Break pod bracket. And we'll see what happens there.
We know who's going to win.
I mean, you know.
I don't do well with those brackets.
I know, because you think with your head, and then you're like, okay, now I'm going to think with my heart. And
I always go bias. I always like roll with the Tar Heels, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And like.
Yeah. Well, typically I roll with Duke, and I'm not even a Duke fan, but I like Coach K, so I typically roll with them. But this year you can't roll with those guys.
It's crazy. I know we're getting like slightly off topic, but it's. Those big name coaches and programs like aren't winning like
it's crazy
every year. Like we assume like, oh, Duke's gonna win like 5 straight. Like, and this like it's not since like the 80s, 90s. Like, has that really happened? You got a lot of you know, other programs in it.
Well, but, smaller programs are almost, you know, because their retention is better. So they got these seniors that are developing in their program that are now like succeeding. And you see, I mean, even, you know, remember in Maryland, they didn't do much. But, you know, you think about Obi Toppin, who got drafted early. He was there for 4 years, and all these different guys that are staying in these smaller programs with not as big names.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga's
not sending a lot of, you know.
Yeah, not a ton of one and duns.
Yeah.
And so. But today, we're not talking about college basketball.
No. We are talking about the NBA All-Star. Last night, or at the time this is recorded, the All-Star starters were announced and the captains were announced. So we're gonna do an NBA All-Star episode. So I'm
That's right.
Let's jump into it.
We're going to talk about that. So the layout's going to be different this year. They're going to be kind of in that bubble in Atlanta. I don't know how much of a bubble you can have in Atlanta, because I'm pretty sure it's like one of the most open cities in America at this point right now.
Yeah, they're having I'm assuming they're having fans, right?
No, they're not having fans. No just fans? Just family. So I think you can bring 4 family members to attend. And I don't know if they can go. I'm sure they can go to the game, because they can stay in the hotel room with you. So
yeah.
I'm sure they can go to the game. So they can be involved in that. And just kind of the layout's going to be weird. It's not going to be like that 3-day event. It's going to be that 1-day kind of showcase. And it seems like it's going to kind of be a little bit more like an AAU style, huh?
Yeah, you got the 1 day, you got the skills contest, the 3-point contest, dunk contest, all and the
almost
game.
Almost like the
all
ending
in
of like
day.
A high school tournament.
Yeah. Like you have your All-Star game and your dunk the dunk contest that does happen a lot, like in those tournaments and 3-point contest. But I don't know how I feel about not having fans at like why Atlanta? Why go there? Like I assumed they were going to Atlanta because like, okay, the NFL obviously had a Super Bowl. They had fans at the Super Bowl. Like, I'm assuming you're going to go to Atlanta, a city that's, you know, pretty open, you know, allows fans into the stadiums. Like, you know, if you're going to do, like, why not
go all out?
Why not go to LA, or why not go to, you know, whatever, like, you know, a different city? I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah, or go somewhere unique or something like that. Somewhere that doesn't have a team. Like, could have gone back to like Seattle or something.
Yeah,
like,
go to Vegas or something,
like that doesn't have a team. Yeah, I get that, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on the All-Star game actually happening? Like, what?
See, now that, because at first I was like, I think they should have it. Like, especially if you're gonna allow fans, it gives a sense of normalcy. Like, things are getting back to, you know, how it used to be. And like, even if obviously you're not gonna pack out the arena, but if you allow 10% or whatever, 20% of fans into the arena, and still had the little digital wall of like fans and
even
whatever,
like 5 or 6,000 fans. Or something.
Yeah. Like you still had that. There was still like a hype, and people can get excited. There's still some fanfare. I was like, yeah, of course, like have the game. But now, if it's just like friends and family, they're gonna be sitting in like, you know, a couple rows up, and especially like, you know, you and I, you know, running sports programs, like when you have just parents in the stands, like, there's not a lot of cheering because dialed in on watching their kid play. And, you know, there's that one, their child scores. There's that one mom who cheers regardless. Like, their kid is at the end of the bench, but they're going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you have that. Like, you're not going to have that at the All-Star game. You're not going to have, like, you know, a lot of noise. Just like you really didn't, like, at the bubble. There wasn't, like, crazy.
Yeah, just a little bit of chirping.
Here. Yeah, a little here and there. So I just feel like they needed to have fans. Now I kind of side with the players a little more. If you're not going to why have the All-Star game if you're not going to have fans and it's just there? Like,
because the All-Star game, I mean, it's a cool recognition thing, like, to get recognized as an All-Star. And they had said even previously, even if they don't have an All-Star game, they were going to vote All-Stars to, you know, keep it, like, you were an All-Star this year.
Yeah.
You didn't play we didn't have a game, but you were an All-Star. So that wasn't going to change. And for the players, for the game, actually – I mean, the game, the dunk contest, all of that is for the fans.
Yeah.
Like, that is not, like, for them. Like, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, it is to make the team. Like, it's a sense of pride and accomplishment, especially for those first-time guys. But, you know, it's a fan-focused event.
Exactly.
Is what it is. And so, yeah, I think if you can't have fans in the arena, you know why.
It's like, why have it?
But since we're going to have it, we might as well have a conversation about it.
Yeah. I think it would be cool, like, if you're not going to have fans, like – just like thinking off of that, that fan controlled football that they have, I think it'd be cool, like, for the dunk contest, like, if fans can be like, you know, get to vote on which dunk, you know,
almost
a place,
like an American Idol.
Yeah, like we, or just say like, hey, we want you to do this style of dunk or whatever, and just tell whatever players, like,
make
hey,
it more interactive.
Yeah, make it more interactive dunk contest or whatever. You know, I'm sure someone's probably gonna jump over a TV with fans on it or something like that, like something crazy or whatever.
That's not crazy. Someone already jumped over. Someone jumped over a TV. It's like a 32-inch plasma,
which you don't think was that cool. Like,
no, I think it was cool.
Oh, okay. Maybe we had a conversation with someone else.
No, I think it was cool. I mean, it wasn't cool. It wasn't insanely impressive. Like, I feel like jumping over a person is more difficult than jumping over the hood of a car. Like,
yeah,
especially it was just like a
if it wasn't moving.
Kia Sorento, or not even a Sorento, a Kia
something. It was a Kia.
Yeah, it was a Kia, a small little Kia, and you know, you just jumped over the hood of it, like, you know.
But if you jumped over,
jump over Taco Fall, like
something. Like, I mean, Nate Robinson jumped over Dwight Howard. Like, yeah, that's like, a big deal.
That's a huge jump. Like, to me, that's bigger than a car.
Like, if he dunked over a long ways.
Yeah, or even the top of it, like.
Which, yeah,
I don't know how that would be. Like, that would be like you would have to angle your body all weird.
Yeah, that would be it'd be a hard jump.
But yeah. I mean, it was cool though, and it was an impressive thing, you know. So he deserved to win for sure.
What was the best dunk contest?
Oh man.
For me,
Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. See, it's the Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon, and then it's the Vince Carter 2000 dunk contest. Like,
ooh, what about the MJ?
MJ Dominic Wilkins.
I think it's LaVine Gordon because it was so neck and neck. Like, and again, you know, like we were saying, Vince Carter's were impressive, but he ran away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Aaron Gordon could have won that. Like, if he would have won, people would not have been like,
yeah,
oh, Zach LaVine, like, deserved that.
Either,
like,
of them. Same even with the MJ and Dominique.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
competition
yeah.
was the yeah. same. After looking back at it, like, because I just rewatched that Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon, and those, there's just so many iconic photos and, yep. like, dunks from all of that. Aaron Gordon obviously going underneath his legs, you know, then Zach LaVine doing a windmill from the free throw line. Like, that was
those guys were crazy.
Those were insane.
That was unbelievable.
So I love the dunk contest. I mean, 3-point contest, it's whatever. I'm not really a huge fan.
What about the Taco Bell skills challenge?
it's whatever. It's like
Woj reported the league is really interested in having LaMelo Ball in the skills challenge. Like, who cares?
Didn't Embiid win last year? So I'm like, dang, Embiid won.
Some big man won a year or two ago.
It was just like. It's like it's whatever. Like at that level, everybody's skilled.
Yeah.
Like in that regard, as far as passing and dribbling. So,
yeah.
But I think it'd be cool, and you know, they're keeping the same format as they did, you know, last year in honor of Kobe. You know, having the you know, the targeted score.
I think that was really good. That was a smart decision they made. So
for the game itself,
yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But we on here want to do you know, some predictions and a little mock draft. The reserves haven't been picked yet at this point. We're recording. Haven't been picked yet. But the starters were, like we said. And so let's go over the starters real quick. In the West, we got Luka. We got Steph Curry, LeBron James as the captain, leading vote getter. Jokic and Kawhi Leonard in the West. And then in the East, we got Kyrie Irving, Brad Beal. Congrats to Brad Beal. Deserve that. KD, Giannis, and Joel Embiid. And so what me and T decided to do was do a little mock draft here. So we're going to go back and forth and see what you guys think and what team you think would
win.
What
team is going to win?
Between my team and Terrell's team. So
you're picking for Team LeBron.
Correct.
And I'm picking for Team Durant.
Now, since I'm picking for Team LeBron and he was the leading vote getter, does that mean I get first pick?
You get first pick.
Wow. Now, we talked. We actually don't know what each other are going to pick.
No.
Last night, we were having a conversation about this. And yeah. I'm not going to pick this person, but I think it would be funny because we know KD with his first pick is going to pick Kyrie if he can. But wouldn't that be hilarious if LeBron picked Kyrie first? And number one, after that animosity between them over what he said about LeBron and, KD, you're the only guy I've ever looked over at and said, you can hit that shot, like even – you're as good in end games or better than I am.
Yeah,
like
he's the first player he's played with who can
to throw shade at LeBron like that. And then when LeBron said like just straight up on the road tripping podcast, like with Richard Jefferson and Shannon Fry was like, and Alec Clifton, he was like that hurt me.
Yeah.
He's like, I was like, come on, dog. Like I had nothing but your best interest in mind all those years. Like I wanted you to be an MVP. Like I wanted all these amazing things for you. Like that hurt me. Why would you say that? Like, so that would be funny for those two reasons if he picked him, but I'm not going to.
All right. Who you rolling with?
I'm not
going
to pick. So number one, Team LeBron, I'm rolling with Kawhi Leonard. I'm rolling with the Claw. I think that's a good pickup. He was last year's NBA All-Star MVP.
That's right.
For that year, the first ever Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP was Kawhi Leonard. And, the year before, he had actually, played hard in the All-Star game. But previously, he, would be on, minute restrictions.
Yeah, he was just chilling.
But I think last year, because it was for Kobe and stuff like that, and him being a big Kobe guy, I think he wanted to put in the work and the effort there. So I'm going with Kawhi on my first pick.
All right, so my first pick.
Would that have been your first pick?
No.
Okay, wow, okay.
No, that wouldn't have been my first pick.
Well, it wouldn't have worked well with maybe him and KD.
my first pick for Team Durant is going to be his former teammate, Steph Curry. Is going to be my first pick for Team Durant.
Now, in your mind, do you think that KD will pick Kyrie? If he's available.
I think, honestly.
Or do you think he would pick Steph first?
As much as you're saying it would be cool for LeBron, I could totally see that. I could definitely see LeBron. I don't know. I could see KD saying, I'm going to take Kyrie. That's my guy,
LeBron
number one.
LeBron does love Kyrie as a player.
But he does. KD, they still want to win. I know KD doesn't think Kyrie's the best available player.
No, he has to know Steph is better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my pick. I'm rolling with Steph Curry. I think you should go with Steph Curry.
Okay.
This is his first pick.
Wow. I thought you were going to roll with Kyrie there, so I was going to roll with Steph.
You're going to roll with Steph.
You took him there.
It was for a former teammate. These guys like to have fun with the game.
Yeah.
Because didn't LeBron pick Kyrie?
He did.
Was it last year he picked Kyrie?
I don't know if it was last year, but he has picked
one of those,
his team multiple
times. He picked Kyrie.
Well, since you picked Steph, I'm going to roll with Kyrie Irving. I'm going to roll with Kyrie.
You are picking him up.
I feel like, if Steph's going to be on one team, I feel like no one's going to have Steph and Kyrie on the same team. So, and in that spot, I think Kyrie will work really well with Kawhi and LeBron there. So I think that's a smart pickup for Team LeBron.
All right. It's a good pickup. I'm going to go with my second pick. I'm going with Joel Embiid.
Ooh,
I'm a huge I'm a big fan of Embiid. I obviously if Philly ends up with the best record in the NBA, he gets my vote for MVP.
He's not gonna have the best. They're not gonna have the best record in the NBA. Have you seen Utah?
Utah does look good, but I don't. But
even if they
won't.
Even
if they do finish number one, they don't have an MVP candidate on their team.
No. Well, then you just go
because now I think this would be another year where. I want to say this may have been the second time in the past 30 years, 20, 30 years that they've not gone with the best player on the best team to win the MVP, other than, you know, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah,
is the one year probably in the last 20 years. I would think. Yeah.
No, LeBron won one with the Cavs when they weren't the best team.
No, they had the best record. The best two years. Yeah, back to back years. They had the best record
in the NBA.
60.
I thought they just had the best record in the East. I didn't think they had the best record in the NBA.
No, they had LeBron won 2009-2010. Yeah, they had the best record in the NBA. They had 62 wins, I think, one year, and then like 59. Like I would have to fact check you
on that, because I'm not sure.
They only lost one home game.
Oh, okay.
That year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only lost one home game. Mm. Yeah, they were. I think it was 2009 season.
So you're rolling with Embiid there.
But yeah, I'm rolling with Embiid. We got off topic there.
My next pick in my mind, I was thinking about going with Embiid or Jokic, but since you just went with Embiid, it would be foolish for you to pick Jokic.
No.
So I'm going to hold him. So I'm not going to waste my pick. So you're not going to, okay, right now.
All
right. Because I feel like that's strategy, you know? Like, yeah. You should have some strategy there. I'm not going to waste that pick on Jokic. I might surprise you here with what I'm going to pick. I'm going to stretch the floor a little bit. I'm going to go Brad Beal on this one.
Okay.
I feel like him and Kyrie able to hit those threes there and stretch the floor a little bit with Kawhi and LeBron. I mean, all those guys can shoot threes, really. That's a pretty nice shooting team. So I'm gonna go with Brad Beal, which I struggled not picking Luka, but you already have a few guys that are gonna have the ball in their hands. LeBron,
yeah.
and Kyrie, and you know, Kawhi likes to have the ball too. So I'm going with Brad Beal.
I'm thinking that fourth quarter when it gets intense, I'm going with some guys who can defend. So I'm going with Giannis.
Got it.
Giannis is going to be my.
I mean, you're going to end up with Giannis and Luka anyways, because you know I'm picking Jokic next.
I got Giannis on my team.
Okay.
So I got KD, I got Steph, Embiid, and Giannis.
All right, and you know where I'm going. I'm going with Jokic. I mean, you got to have one of those big guys. You know, just like I think Kyrie and Steph are going to be on opposite teams for sure. Jokic and Embiid. It would be foolish to have both of them on the same team, and they practically do the same thing. Jokic is a little bit better passer, and Embiid's a little bit better scorer. Maybe about even scoring, but Embiid's a much better defender. Much significantly better. And like you said, he's an MVP candidate. So I'm going with Jokic, though. I feel like I got some guys that can move the ball, and all five of those guys can shoot the three. I mean, actually, other than Giannis, 9 out of the 10 of
everybody can shoot the three. Everybody can shoot the three.
Other than Giannis, I mean, it's you're creating some space there.
Yeah. So I got Luka on my team.
Yeah.
So I got Luka and Steph in the backcourt.
Isn't that crazy that Luka is the last pick? Like,
who a lot of people put as an MVP is the MVP.
Yeah.
Before
the
beginning of the season.
Vegas had him as the leading MVP.
Yeah.
Candidate. Now, I don't think that'll happen. I don't think LeBron will leave Luka for the last pick because he loves Luka.
He does love Luka.
I don't think he'll leave him for the last
pick. Which I could see him taking him as probably his first or second pick.
Yeah, and I could see I personally think Brad Beal will probably be the last pick. But for my team.
Or Jokic.
Yeah.
Or Jokic.
But for my team. And, you know, actually, Embiid was 2 years in a row the second pick. Giannis picked him up second 2 years in a row. And I think Steph Curry did as well, too. Like. Mm-hmm. Which is funny, I wouldn't think that, but yeah, I think 3 years in a row, Embiid's been a starter for the All-Star game. So,
yeah.
But let us know what you think.
Whose team? We're gonna put this on
the
IG.
I got LeBron, Kawhi, Kyrie, Brad Beal, and Jokic, and see who you got.
I got my starting lineup. I got Steph, I got Luka, I got KD at the three, Giannis, and Embiid. I'm going long. I got 2 7-footers. And it's what Embiid 6'10", 6'11", or a Giannis, 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah. I think that's actually a pretty good match. Like that's pretty. I feel like it's a pretty good
like,
match. If you're being 100% real in that, like not biased because it's your team, looking at those two teams, who do you think wins that game?
I feel like it's such a watch. Yeah, because
almost.
I mean, yeah, Kyrie and Steph, like that's going to be a fun matchup to watch. They obviously have history, you know, competing against each other in the finals.
Yep.
You know, and then you've got, you know, Luka, Brad Beal could go either way. Neither of them are like obviously can't, you know, aren't going to be able to guard each other.
They're not
like,
great defenders.
They're not great defenders.
Yeah.
Like
Brad Beal's better than Luka, but neither of them are.
Yeah, Brad Beal's a better three-point shooter, but Luka's, you know, a solid body. Like, he can get to the rim. You got LeBron and KD, that matchup. We know their history. That's going to be a fun one to watch. Then you got Kawhi and Giannis going head to head.
It's all these guys, bro.
Kawhi and Giannis. I mean, this.
Embiid and Jokic.
Embiid, like, it's I feel like it's tough. I feel like those last two we mentioned, like, you can argue those ones. You can argue a little bit better. You may say like, oh, Kawhi is better offensively. Giannis is longer. Yep. Whatever. That one you can make an argument. Same with Jokic and Embiid.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know.
If you were,
it comes down to coaching.
If you were, let's say this is, yeah, it does.
And you got Doc Rivers versus Quinn Snyder.
Thought we had Ryan
Cassidy. Me versus you.
My
me
bad.
Versus you. Oh, then for sure my team.
I don't think
if either of us were coaching, we would have much say in what happens in the game.
Right. This is this is super, super random. And this has nothing to do with the All-Star game, but it just made me think about this because you could ask which one would you pick between these two guys. But if you were starting a franchise tomorrow and you had a choice between Jokic and Embiid, who are you rolling with? This has nothing to do with the All-Star game, but it just kind of came to mind. I wanted to hear your thoughts.
I'm going with Jokic simply because he stays healthy.
Yeah.
He stays healthy. I mean, that's pretty, I mean, Embiid is great.
That's logic right
They're
there.
They're both great, but he stays healthy.
Yep.
And that's why I would go with Jokic.
I think that's a beautiful answer.
So.
All right. Well, so let us know what you think.
Yeah, we went with the starters.
Yeah, we want to hear what you think.
Now you got starters. Now you got to have reserves.
Yeah, we got to have reserves.
And so let's talk about it. Like, who, like, you know, let's talk about, we'll start with the East.
Yeah.
And who are the locks for sure? Like, we know these guys are going to get in.
Okay.
And then we'll hit who are possible wild cards, because I think the coaches get two wild card picks to throw in to fill out the rest of the roster. So
I think in the East there are four players that are a lock for the reserves. James Harden, Bam Adebayo, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown. I think those four are locks in the East. And then you got three other spots, and I feel like that's where you could play around a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Ben Simmons is very close to being a lock. I would put him, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you could put him in the maybe, or you could put him in the lock. I'd be okay with either.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two that are – there's a few players that could get in there. Personally, I want to see Julius Randle in the All-Star game.
Yeah, he's balling out. And the Knicks –
They're
not a joke anymore.
And they're at 500 or one game above 500, I think.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere right there.
They'd be in the top 10.
Yeah.
For the playoffs.
Yeah, so they're in the playoff picture right now.
Yeah.
So if the Knicks are in the playoff picture and they got a guy that is balling, and I'm a Knick hater, you know, just because.
Really?
It's just fun to hate them. Like, just because. Huh. And I'm not like an actual Knick hater. I think it's fun because I know a few people that are Knick fans.
They're easy to make fun of.
And they're so easy to roast because they've been so bad for, like, so long.
Because that's what I'm saying. I'm like, they haven't been good since, like,
and
the 90s.
And that's why I'm a hater. It's just fun to hate. Like, it's more like entertainment to hate them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I want to see Julius Randle in there. And then there's only one more spot after that. If I'm giving it to Ben Simmons and Julius Randle, and I debated between four different people. All right. Let me tell you who they are. Zach LaVine.
Okay.
Chris Middleton. Gordon Hayward. And Jimmy Butler.
And you're leaving out Sabonis.
Yeah.
Leaving out Sabonis.
I'm not putting in Sabonis.
Because he made it last year, right?
He did.
Yeah, he made it last year.
He did. But the Pacers, to me, are just.
They're fourth or fifth place.
Right? No, are they?
Yeah, maybe they are.
They're
somewhere around there. Let me look.
And you can, okay, we'll throw Sabonis in there.
All right.
We'll throw Sabonis in there. Because maybe they are. I must have missed them. They just, the Pacers always seem to fly under the radar.
Yeah. They're like you. I mean, Utah is catching win because they're in first place.
But they're the same. Pretty much have been the Utah of the East.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll throw Sabonis in there. And, man, actually on my list, I put someone in here, and I'm actually not going to roll with who I put. I put Chris Middleton.
But
I'm going to take him out because the Bucks are really underachieving, like extremely, especially when you gave up so much for Jrue Holiday. Like,
that was such a head scratcher.
Dude, they gave up as much as the Lakers gave up for AD. Not as much because they gave up more players, but
close to
as much for AD as for Jrue Holiday. And they are completely different players. Like, that didn't make any sense to me. So, but they're underachieving.
Yeah.
They're really underachieving. So I'm going to take Chris Middleton out. And Jimmy Butler has been out so many games because of injury. And so for that reason, he's not in it for me.
Okay.
And I think he should, you know, on a typical year, Jimmy Butler would be one of the locks.
I had him out.
Yeah, but he's missed so many games. The past three games, he's had three consecutive triple-doubles. He's playing out of his mind right now. But when you only play, like, 9 games this season or 10 games this season, to me, you can't be in it. You know what I mean? I'm rolling with Zach LaVine. This dude is playing out of his mind. Like, his three-point shooting is, like, he's averaging, I think, like, 9 attempts a game or something like that. And is shooting over 40% from the three. I mean, he is just balling out this year, I think, averaging, like, 25, 26 points. Yeah, he's absolutely balling out.
And Chicago looks good.
Oh, they got a bright future.
Chicago looks good.
Especially with Billy Donovan. I really like them and Kobe White and Markkanen. And
shout out to the Tar Heel Kobe White.
Yeah. No, he's wow. Wow. When his buddy got drafted. Yeah. They got drafted after him. And he's just sitting on the camera and with his hat with his crazy hair. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling with Zach LaVine there. They have a bright future. And I know I think they have their record's below 500, but you make exceptions for guys that are just playing out of their mind.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling with Zach LaVine. What are your thoughts on that there?
Disagreements? The locks, I agree with James Harden, yep. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum,
Bam.
And Bam Adebayo. Those guys are locks. Zach LaVine, I would throw in there. I'm a big, like, those guys who are flyer under the radar guys or who've been struggling to figure out their game and they have that takeoff year.
Yeah.
Like, you got to put them in there. You got
to reward
them. Give them that shot, like, to be in there. Like, those are the years I get frustrated when, you know, I think it was there was a year, I think, like, either Melo or, you know, some, like, journeyman player, not journeyman, but, you know, someone who's like a star and made all these all-stars and, like, had a down year, made it over a player.
Yeah.
Over a player who was balling out that ball of the year. So I like getting Zach LaVine in there. Jimmy Butler, I agree. Take off. And you had I
had Ben Simmons.
You had Ben Simmons in there. And I know he's not gonna get in there. I know he gets a lot of hype. But if Melo had started all season, LaMelo Ball. I
think he'd be in the All-Star game.
I think he'd be an All-Star. I think he should be an All-Star because, and I was like a Melo doubter.
Yeah,
not a hater, like, because he's a nice kid. Like,
I was too, and I think part of that is because we coach basketball.
Yeah,
and like these young kids just like think he's like the most amazing thing.
Oh, yeah, he's the GOAT to them.
And they thought he was like the GOAT at like 14, and so we're like, bro,
you're like, come on, like get off.
So we started hating him since he was like not hating him as a person, but as a
player. But just like, kind of like you're real nitpicking, like criticizing his game.
He just cherry picks the whole time. He doesn't play defense. His shooting percentage is so low. But
I used to, yeah, I was like on, I met him a couple years ago when he was like 16, 17 or whatever. He was training over here in Irvine for that JBL team, whatever. And he's just a kid. Like, he's just a goof, just goofing off or whatever, being a kid. So I was like, oh, he's a nice kid, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. But I just watching him, like, as the past few weeks when, you know, Rozier was out and he was actually starting, like, he's nice.
He's very nice.
He's nice. So he's for sure a future All-Star, potentially a future Hall of Famer, future MVP.
I mean, he could be a Hall of Famer too.
He could be a Hall of Famer. Like, that's true. But a potential MVP.
Yeah.
He's definitely doing better than Lonzo did in his rookie year. Now, oh. Like, I think I feel like Lonzo had more pressure than LaMelo's had.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. I think he did. His dad was much more outspoken, and because I think Lonzo really helped Melo understand, like, you need to pull away from dad. Like,
yeah.
And not pull away as family, like, still be family, but, like, you don't have to do business together. I mean, he signed with Puma. I think that's probably one of Lonzo's biggest regrets. I mean, think about it. He invested all this in Big Baller Brand, and what happened? He got $1.5 million stolen from him.
Yep.
Melo,
trash shoe,
signed a big old contract, gets whatever he wants, gets to ride in their private jet. Like, he is, I think he's already, like, to me, pretty much the face, you know, him and, like, J. Cole.
Yeah.
But I think in 5 years, he is going to be Puma.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of Puma, like, they have a bunch of guys right now. They have Kyle Kuzma, DeAndre Ayton. They have a bunch of guys, but he's going to be the
They'll real pop into the basketball scene. Like, they'll still be soccer, but I think they're definitely hopping to basketball.
Oh, yeah.
But
signing LaMelo was the smartest decision they made.
Yeah.
No question.
And I think him playing in Charlotte, you know, playing in L.A. was, you know, that's huge shoes to fill, especially when Magic Johnson's like his jersey is going to be in the rafters one day.
And Lonzo's actually been having a good past like month and a half. Like he's been averaging like 18. And
he struggled at the beginning of the season.
He did struggle, but he's averaging 18-7, shooting really well from the three.
Yeah.
But we've seen so many amazing flashes of him.
Yeah.
But Melo's been consistent.
But Melo's good. So he would be.
But he's not, because he wasn't starting very long.
He would be in the Klay Thompson category.
So you got two spots, because you put Zach LaVine in there. So you got two spots left.
I put Zach LaVine, and
so you had those four locks and Zach LaVine, and we got seven reserves.
And you got Chris Middleton. I agree. I wouldn't put him in there.
I had Ben Simmons and Julius Randle.
Julius Randle, again, he's in the Zach LaVine category.
Are you putting him in?
Yeah,
Are you putting him in?
I'm putting him in, and I'm putting Sabonis in.
You're putting Sabonis
in? I'm putting Sabonis in.
Okay, so the only disagreement we have is Ben Simmons and Sabonis.
Yeah, I put Sabonis in there. Okay. Ben Simmons.
All
right. So let's jump to the West.
Let's do it.
So we got, you know, locks in the West.
Locks.
Damian Lillard.
Yep.
Obviously
a
lock.
To me, should have been a starter over Luka.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this year.
Especially how poorly Dallas started.
Yeah, and how amazing, how out of his mind Luka's playing right now.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Dame's playing right now.
Yeah.
The past three games, he has closed out the game without CJ and without Nurkic right now.
Yeah.
He is playing out of his mind.
Yeah. Dame Lillard for sure lock.
So Dame.
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell's lock.
Is a lock.
Got him.
For the West. Paul George.
Paul George is locked.
As well as a lock. And then obviously AD would be a lock.
Yep.
But likely not to play.
So we're going to put him in the All-Star game.
But we'll say yes.
So we're going to pick 8 then, because we're going to have to pick someone to replace him.
Yeah. Okay. So he wouldn't play. But AD, that would be the fourth lock.
I think I may surprise you on this one.
Okay.
I think I may surprise you on the replacement for AD.
Okay, on the replacement.
Yeah. The replacement one.
And then
so let's pick our 7, and then we'll say who we think is going to replace AD.
Okay.
We'll say it after. Okay.
Wild card guys.
So we got 4.
Yeah.
We got to pick 3 more.
Wild card guys, I got on the fringe. I think Draymond Green. I'm kidding.
Fantasy team, dude. He's the most frustrating. Because, like, one game, he'll give me, like, 60 fantasy points. He's got, like, 10 assists, 5 steals.
15 rebounds.
You know, 15 rebounds. And the next game, he's, like, 1, 2, and 3. I'm like,
triple single or something?
Triple single. Him and Lonzo Ball at the triple single.
The triple singles. Man, shout out to Draymond Green.
He does add more value than just stats. Dude.
Yeah,
you got to give him that. But he does not deserve to be an All-Star this year.
He's definitely not an All-Star this year. No. Even though he missed a few weeks, Ja Morant.
Okay, Ja. Yep, I got him on
Ja Morant, putting
on
in there.
On my list as the maybes.
Zion Williamson.
Yep.
I'll put in there as the reserve. Some people would say he's a lock, should be the swap for AD.
Yep.
Which, you know, you could go there. But Zion, Ja, I like Fox.
Yep, De'Aaron Fox.
I like the way Fox is playing.
They've won like 5 in a row or something like that too.
Yeah, they're looking good. And then I'm gonna go with Devin Booker. Yeah, Devin Booker. I mean, Chris Paul. You can debate between him and Chris Paul, but I'm gonna go with Devin Booker.
Okay.
I think that's I put 8. Those are my 8.
No, you haven't picked 8. So who did you pick? Go through who you picked in. I thought you
Okay, so so the
pick.
Lock?
Yeah.
So the locks I had
AD, PG,
Dame, and Donovan. Those
so
are the
now
locks.
You pick 3 more.
And then I picked I think I picked 4 replace. I think I said 4.
Okay,
it's so Zion
replaces AD.
Fox, Jaw, and Devin Booker.
Wow. Wow, so we got a little bit more disagreements here.
Okay.
So maybe I didn't surprise you, because I actually picked Zion replacing AD as well.
Okay.
I think his shooting percentage from field goal is absolutely amazing. And he's been averaging like 25 points the past like 10 games or something like that, shooting like 65% or 60% or something like that. Like, just unbelievable. No one can stop him around the rim, playing out of his mind. So he should replace him. And then we got 2 more then, because, right?
I gave 8.
Oh, yeah. So I got to pick 8.
So you got your 8.
Okay. Got to pick eight here. John Morant missed a little bit yeah. of time, so I'm not going to put him in.
Okay.
I'm going to put Chris Paul.
Okay.
I think he deserves to be in. What he did to bring the Suns to this next level. I mean, they were already on the up. I mean, they were
trending
8-0 in the bubble.
But now they're
on another level.
Hosting, you know, playoff series.
And so I'm going with Chris Paul.
Okay.
And I'm going to put in Devin Booker. I'm actually going to put both of them in.
Mm.
I'm going to put both those guys in. I'm going to keep Ja out. I'm going to keep De'Aaron Fox out. And someone you forgot about that, to me, is almost a lock that you didn't put in. Rudy Gobert. His team is number one in the West by a landslide. They've won 19 of the last 20.
Mm.
19 of the last 20. You put John Morant, who's missed a bunch of games, in, and De'Aaron Fox over him.
You
got to pull one of those guys out.
All right. I will swap out Fox.
It's okay
for,
to miss you wrong.
I will swap out Fox for Gobert. I overlook as I filled out my lineup. I was like, I have a lot of guards. I put in one replacement.
Listen, it's okay to admit you're wrong.
Yeah, I looked past Rudy Gobert because again, you know, Stifle Tower, shout out to him. He's a defender. You know, he's the Draymond Green of.
Now I could tell you didn't really like my Chris Paul and.
I didn't.
Devin
Booker. No,
I think one of them should be in.
No, one's in, one's out. I think Phoenix is playing well. Phoenix is playing really well. They're both putting up. Like, good. Like, they're not. They haven't.
You had Chris Paul out, though.
I had Chris Paul out.
You had Devin Booker in and Ja in.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul out.
Chris Paul out. Because I think Chris Paul, I think, has been that lift. Like, he already. I feel like he got that year of being that. Like, last year, him making it with OKC, he got the year of, I lifted a team. I'm getting this based off of not my numbers, but what I did for this team. Because I think last year he. He was MVP candidate, but he had, like, I think 18, somewhere around 18. Chris Paul?
No. Oh, you said he wasn't
MVP? He was an MVP candidate? Yeah, he was like fifth. Didn't he come in fifth in MVP voting last year?
Sure.
I think he came in fifth. Oh, man. He might have come in fifth, but we have to look in on that. But people were talking about him.
Yeah.
You know, even if he didn't come in fifth. But he's I feel like last year he got that year.
Yeah.
I feel like this year you gotta give it to the young guy who's
for sure.
Who's playing better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't hate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I disagree, but I won't be upset if that happens.
Yeah.
But
speaking of that does help us segue into snubs.
Yeah.
And who do we feel like should be in, but is probably not going to be
like,
in?
Like, personally, I feel like Zach LaVine is not going to be in it. I don't think.
Do you think him and Randall would? Well,
I think one of those guys.
One of those guys.
And I think both of them deserve it.
Yeah.
And I think one of those guys won't get in. Because they're both kind of players on low tier teams that are putting up ridiculous numbers. So it's like, I don't see both of them getting in. And again, Knicks are in the playoff picture, but they're not like a top like six.
Same team. With Chicago. Chicago, yeah. I think, is like nine or something
they're,
like that.
I think one of them is 9-10.
9-10.
No,
yeah.
You know, or 8 through 10. They're in that number. So I think they'll only get one of those guys in. And if you only get one in, I think Julius Randle deserves it more.
Yeah.
But I would like to have both of them in, but I think one of those guys is going to get snubbed for sure.
Yeah.
And then I think De'Aaron Fox will get snubbed. He's having a great year. I definitely think he'll get snubbed this year. So those are the two, really. I mean, because I think Julius Randle or Zach LaVine, one of those guys will get in. I think one of them will.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think on the West, I think De'Aaron Fox. That's why I'm pushing hard for him. But now you mentioned Rudy Gobert. I'm like, yeah. Gobert is probably going to bounce him out.
What about DeMar, though? DeMar DeRozan.
That's who I was going to bring
up next.
He's
going to get snubbed.
He's a snub. He's for sure. Because I was just looking at the votes. I'm like, where is he? Where is DeMar?
Yeah, he's nowhere to be found.
Because San Antonio has definitely exceeded my expectations for sure.
Yeah,
I think everybody's expectations. Like,
they're number six seed right now?
Yeah, they're sixth place right now. I mean, they're probably because of the postponements and stuff like that. They've, you know, standings have probably switched them around. But
yeah.
But before, you know, their game got postponed against the Pistons, they were in sixth place,
yeah.
And you know, which they would have been a lock playoff team if the playoffs were to start. So they definitely I thought they would be in that top 10. They would get in that play-in game, mm-hmm. for sure. And the way they're playing, they probably will.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think definitely DeMar is playing at an all-star level, you know, and then I think DeJounte Murray is playing at a at a most improved player level.
Yeah, I really like DeJounte Murray, and I wouldn't mind if he became a Laker eventually. He loves LeBron, so they're tight.
No, we can't have that. He's the future.
Yeah.
Future of a franchise.
No, he is.
But no, but yeah, DeMar I think is a snub for the West. De'Aaron Fox would be a snub for the
And if Ja doesn't get in, he'll be snubbed.
Yeah,
there's a chance he may not get in either.
Ja would be a snub too. I think in the East, Zach LaVine, and Julius Randle too. Those guys.
Oh, you know what?
Those guys would be snubs too.
What about Nikolai Vucevic?
Yeah.
He is balling.
Like what about?
He's playing really well.
Even Russell Westbrook.
Oh. Yeah, he's been out a ton though, and he's had some pretty low number games.
Yeah. He's I guess he's
And their team is so bad. You can't put
I guess he's a guy like he's an all-star caliber player who's not going to be in the all-star team.
Yeah. He doesn't deserve it this year.
No.
But he is an all-star caliber player. When a team is that bad, which they're on a three-game win streak. But when a team is that bad,
which how do you a week ago, like 10 days ago they had six wins.
And they just win 1-3 in a row.
Six wins. You have two all-star talents, and you have six wins.
Do you think Brad Beal, with how bad their team is, deserves to be a starter, or do you think he got it because of the treatment he received last year for not being third team?
Yeah, I think that was a sympathy move.
Yeah.
Because.
Who would you have started in the East, though? James Harden.
James Harden.
Like, the dude's averaging, like, 11 assists. Like
yeah, James Harden. James Harden would be the other starter.
Like, on a bomb team. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's like the Nets should have three starters.
Yeah.
Like,
did Golden State have that 1 year, or did
they Clay ended players. Up not starting. Clay ended up not starting that year.
Okay.
But Draymond's never started in the All-Star game.
Okay.
So he's come off the bench. So at one point, it was – I don't think – did they have all four
with
at one point?
Was KD
– did they have KD, Steph, Clay – And I think Clay came off the bench.
I don't think Draymond made the All-Star team.
When he was with KD, I don't think he did.
No.
He made it before.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Atlanta had it 1 year. They had Horford, Joe Johnson, Korver, and Teague.
They had a four.
They had four. They had 1 year, they had four.
Okay. And Boston's had three before. You know, it's happened multiple times before. Yeah. That's pretty impressive. Especially for a team that didn't do anything in the playoffs.
So. Yeah.
Well, there we go. Let us know what you think about the reserves there. And I'm excited to see what happens. And again, we don't really have much part. The fans have a big say in the all-star starters, but not in the reserve. So that's the coaches and the media and stuff like that. So
yeah, let us know what you think. There, who did we miss? Who do you think should be should be in there?
There's someone that you're like, you didn't even mention their name. I
can't believe their name didn't come up.
Alex Caruso deserves to be an all-star.
Jakob Poeltl.
Did we pick like the only two white guys we know? There's a few more, but oh man, there we go.
Should the Spurs uniforms be the All-Star colors? Hey, we have the best. Hey, we have the best uniform this year.
You know, I love that uniform. I do.
I just throw it out there.
I really do. Because it should be the All-Star.
Because I mean, it's crazy. I brought it up on the show.
You did.
And the Spurs changed it like the next week. I mean, they listened to me.
They did.
They listened to the episode and they're like, "You're right."
Well.
When you bring in the colors.
They know. They respect you. That's what it is.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Water Break. We'll catch you on the next one. Stay hydrated. Thanks for listening to another episode of Water Break. New episodes get released every Monday and Wednesday.
So be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to right now to be notified when a new episode is available. For more exclusive content, check us out on Instagram at Water Break Pod, or you can watch us on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Stay hydrated.